We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and yours, and how you be at 10:48 and 35 seconds to go right along with a Tuesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer, Holly Rosenberg, they on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666, and we'll take you right up until we turn the page for Tony at 2 on your fan, New York City. Well, the Yankee slump, unfortunately, continues, and yes, you know they're slumping. You don't beat Baltimore by only 5 runs, let's face it. And yes, everybody in the Yankee offense, every starter, was offensive for sure. Everybody got at least one hit. And they ended up with 8 runs, but certainly you have to make mention first and foremost with something that I never thought I would live to see in my lifetime, and that is Baltimore out-homering the Yankees. 3-1. And it was LeMahieu getting things started right away with the home run number 60 against the Orioles, but you'd have to admit, and you know as a diehard Yankee fan that you are, that the Yankees are slumping. You cannot beat Baltimore by only 5 runs, as was the case. And certainly what is totally, totally embarrassing, being out-homered 3-1. How about Herman? And it's interesting, Francesa was talking to Joe Girardi, maybe the next manager of the New York Metropolitans. But he was talking, and I'm sure you heard the interview earlier today, when he asked Girardi, how about Herman starting a playoff game? When you're 16-2, you will be starting a playoff game. Girardi answered, why not? And of course, 16-2. Now, yes, I know, 7 consecutive decisions, and the ERA still around 4, but still, how can you not start him? What, you're going to start Chad Green and open every single postseason affair the Yankees have in serious October baseball? Herman was, as expected, terrific. And he went the 7 innings, and what is it? As Sweeney told you all, but just in case you're tuning in, it was only 2 runs on the 5 hits and the 7 Ks. And everybody in the Yankee lineup got at least a hit. But the heroes, the no-names who are definitely in 2019 making a name for themselves. Urshela, Maven, Tuchman, Sanchez. And by the way, I mean, they drove in runs. Well, then again, now that I think of it, who didn't? And what is it now? It's they're 80-41, so you're 39 over 500, and people still, now here the Yankees have the best record. They're 80-41. They have been excellent from beginning to end, and this is without Judge being a main cog, a main difference maker, and a main impact player in the offense, although he had a double, and it was to left field. He was actually pulling the ball, and it's interesting to note probably as he builds up his strength, and with more reps and more at-bats, he becomes the Judge of old. And for anyone else having to pitch to him, you'll have to look out. But the bottom line is they are 16-2 against the Orioles. And I think it's 15 straight. And the last time the Yankees in a single season were to beat a opponent 15 straight times in the one season, it was the Yankees and the Philadelphia A's. An awful long time ago. So the Yankees having their way with Baltimore and win it by the score of 8-3. And yes, 15 in a row against the Zeros. And yes, the Yankees are slumping because, you know, let's be real. You know, you can't beat the Orioles, the Zeros, by only 5 runs and feel good about it. So the bottom line is the Yankees have won now 4 in a row. And Herman, forget with the 97 and the 98. He was with one curveball after another, and he got an awful lot of swings and misses. I don't know how many it was, but with what I saw, every zero was swinging and missing at the curveball. But they had 3 home runs, and you know those 3 home runs came from the fastball. Anyway, the Yankees win. Now we'll get to the other team, and that game just ended only, as we say in the trade, a short time ago. Over the weekend, 41 Seaver Way turned into Electric Avenue. Tonight. Tonight, the Metropolitans were last seen on Dead Man's Curve, where the Mets best keep away. Atlanta, historically, no fun place to play. Freed! Tonight, fried the Mets. Out-dueling and out-hitting Zach Wheeler, who entered deep in the heart of Dixie with 15 scoreless innings. It never got to 16. Tonight, Wheeler, and if you were watching, was more likely from the get-go. He threw 29 pitches in the first inning. Wheeler tonight looked like, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you will, but you won't because you know what I'm about to say was so. Wheeler looked tonight more likely to throw 15 runs since the Braves threatened all night long with men not only in scoring position, but worse, scoring. Wheeler gave up 2 on those 29 pitches. It could have been worse. Could always be worse. A loss is a loss. What is it? Wheeler gave up 2 on 29 pitches right now, right away, a little after 7 p.m., on a Tuesday night, the lights went out on the New York Metropolitans in Georgia. Wheeler allowed 5 runs on 12 hits, but I'm telling you, it seemed more like 12 runs in 5 innings of 12 Atlanta hits. And that's the long and short of it. Whether it was the young Acuna going long or Donaldson going short and beating out a dribbler, Wheeler came in, and the Mets offense came out of this game early. I mean, they had runners in scoring position. Don't you get tired of hearing anybody going in with the X's and O's and the hits, runs, and errors talk about a loss and always leaving men in scoring position? When do you ever hear anyone talk about a team winning and leaving men in scoring position? I guess the Braves did, but who cares? Anyway, the Mets offense, listen, and first 2 innings, and that was with two on in the first inning, and nothing happened. They got their 1 run, of course, in the second inning, but that was it. And really, they made a little bit of noise later on, but just not enough noise. Freed was putting men on when the Mets needed either a 2-strike or a 2-out hit, and that wasn't coming. Unlike last Friday, unlike last Saturday, when it seemed unlikely they would come back and did. Tonight, it seemed unlikely they would come back and didn't. As I say, 2-1 in the first inning and then 3 outs, 2-1 in the second inning, the run on the McNeil, 2-out base hit. And then for what seemed like an eternity, nothing was happening with the Metropolitans, but still you were thinking of Friday and Saturday, and still you were thinking maybe some magic, but no, mirage tonight. Top of the fourth inning, McNeil couldn't get a hit with Lagares on third with two outs. And Lagares, what woke him up, or should I even ask? Lagares, of all people, and he gets four hits on the night, and one of the four hits in a two-run eighth inning that made 5-1, 5-3. He needed to get six hits for the Mets to have a chance. And Lagares, by the way, came into the game 13 for 93. Most of our listeners would be 13 for 93. And he got four hits tonight, and still he's under the Lagares line. He's hitting 199 for those keeping a score at home, but you don't want to write that down. It's embarrassing. So the bottom line is, and here's another surprise. Not only the good news, Lagares gets four hits. The bad news is nobody else did. And the surprise number two, Familia, maybe the baseball gods looking down on Familia. He threw five pitches and four, pinch me. Five of those, four were strikes, and he recorded the one out, the one guy he faced, and got the strikeout. Hallelujah. There is a God in heaven. So anyway, but the Mets lose this game, and again, the feeling that you had, or at least I did, was that the comeback from the Friday and the Saturday, it didn't feel like Atlanta is just a terrible place for them to play. And they don't do well there, whether it's Atlanta, Fulton County Stadium, whether it's here, whether it's the Georgia Dome. They ought to play in the Georgia Dome. They might have better luck. But they get into the Peach State. They get into the red clay of Georgia. And it's the South finally getting even with the North.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.